It's here and now, and it's one of rock and roll's most iconic anthems. Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. His next album, High Hopes, comes out next month, but fans are still buzzing about this first big hit. And the early draft of Born to Run lyrics that sold for $197,000 at auction at Sotheby's earlier this month, a commanding price for the scribblings of a struggling young musician nearly four decades ago. It made us wonder, how and why did Springsteen write what ended up becoming one of the greatest rock songs of all time? Peter Ames Carlin wrote the 2012 Springsteen biography, Bruce, with the cooperation of The Boss. He joins us now. Peter, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Tell us, first of all, about this. It was a notebook, actually, that sold. Tell us more about it.
Well, Bruce has always, or for many, many, many years, going back to the earliest part of his career, kept notebooks full of songs and ideas and random words and stray thoughts. And out of these occasionally cryptic remarks, he would create his songs. And so if you look through the books that he kept in those, you know, over the course of that album, you'll find a lot of very sort of stripped down, you know, completely raw iterations of those songs that became such cultural epics.
Yeah. Start with the chorus. We got to get out while we're young. What do the scribblings show us about what he was writing?
The one thing that's there, present throughout the entire, you know, all the different iterations of the song, is the phrase, take my hand because tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. But so many other things are, you know, completely raw or in totally different form. I mean, the first line is something like, the junkies at the palace shotgunned some soldiers who were up from Fort Dix. But even in that line, you've got a couple scribble-ins or things written near it. The words hit angel around the junkies part. But it's hard to tell whether those are just phrases he scribbled in randomly, you know, not meant for that particular lyric, or whether he was considering placing them in the verse somewhere.
Where was Springsteen when he was writing this song? What, 1974, 5? Where was he in his career and in his life?
He was living then. He had just broken up with a longtime girlfriend, and he was living in a little bungalow he had just rented north of Asbury Park on the Jersey Shore. And he describes sitting on his bed in the little bedroom and suddenly having that phrase pop into his head. From there, the thing grew. You know, I think something resonated with him. I think just the phrase, born to run, is really kind of the key phrase that launches the entire album, ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, to get out of town, to get out of where you are, and to recreate yourself.
Well, stay with the recreate yourself part, because the book was in the possession of his former manager. And we remember in the early years, Bruce Springsteen had a huge blow up with the manager and record contract disputes. He was actually taken out of play for a while because of it. Where was he professionally? Was there a part of that, too, a pressure from the record companies to get some terrific thing down on paper?
Oh, absolutely. At that time, he had put out two records, neither of which had been particularly successful, and particularly given the amount of buzz he had when he came into the company in 1972. You know, they thought this guy was really it.
He was the future of rock and roll.
Well, that was before anyone called him the future of rock and roll, but that was essentially what they thought. And but then the albums just never really connected, the first two. And by the start of 1974, it was clear that you know, there was a new president at the label. There was a lot of new leaders at the thing, and they didn't have the kind of emotional connection that the earlier generation of people did. They basically said, "Well, we'll give you enough money to make a single, and if you can make a single that sounds commercial to us, then you can make the rest of the album. But if we don't like the single, we're basically dropping you from the label."
Yeah.
And so he went into this process, you know, the Born to Run album, knowing full well that in, you know, practically a literal way, his life was at stake.
Putting it all in. Well, what's interesting, we're going to talk more about Born to Run as we deconstruct that song. But a year earlier, in 1973, he'd written Blinded by the Light. It was on Greetings from Asbury Park, but it failed commercially and turned out to be a hit for Manfred Mann's band, 1976. But it's very different, very complicated. Let's listen to some of those lyrics.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat.
It's obvious he sort of said, okay, that was maybe too complicated. I'm just going to go with a story, Born to Run.
Yeah, well, you know, his manager, you know, the guy we were talking about a second ago, Mike Appel, I mean, that was kind of their mantra going into this album. He was always yelling to Bruce, you know, simplify, simplify, simplify. And eventually, you know, one of Bruce's greatest strengths, I think, as a writer is his ability to capture the essence of very complicated feelings and ideas in one or two lines.
Well, he also musically stripped away early things that he'd attached to the song. You can find him on YouTube. Here is a woman's chorus, some extra singing and instrumentation that ended up being cut out. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work, obviously. You know, they worked on that tune for like 6 months, putting things on, taking things off, completely revising the song, going back to earlier versions. I mean, it was, you know, just the work was constant.
Well, let's listen to another version that was dropped. Oh, no. You know, when you hear that, it's lovely in a, you know, a way, as the women's chorus was sort of in a Phil Spector girl group way.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been the same rough and tumble song. What's great about the song to you?
You know, it's just got this incredible power to it. It's that feeling of his emotions just exploding out of the song. And that song is kind of just a 4.5 minute catharsis, basically. And the fact that he sings, you know, every syllable like his life depended on it. And it became a mission statement for the whole rest of his career, in a sense. I mean, obviously he's evolved quite a bit, but that burning feeling of being young and having no place to go and feeling walled off from the opportunities in life, you know, I mean, and what that song's about, just like what Thunder Road's about, is saying, well, screw it, you know, I'm going to jump in the car and head off down the highway and ain't going to stop until, you know, we'll get to that place that we really want to go and we'll walk in the sun. And on the one hand, that line, the place where we really want to go, seems kind of lame, you know, on the page. It's like, well, what place, dude? Tell me, you know, where exactly are we headed? But on the other hand, in the context of the song and in sort of swept up in the tornado of feeling in that song, it makes perfect sense. It's like he has no idea where he's headed, but it doesn't matter as much as at least starting the journey, you know, leaping into the void just on the strength of your own belief in yourself.
That's Peter Ames Carlin. He wrote the 2012 Bruce Springsteen biography. Bruce, we're talking about the song Born to Run. Some early scribblings of lyrics just sold for $197,000 at Sotheby's. Peter, thanks so much for helping us look at this one song.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Something more to be grateful for. No strings in Born to Run. So from Jeremy Hobson and the hardworking staff of Here and Now, thank you for being here in 2013. Come with us as we see what 2014 brings. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman. One Lump or Two, Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings, closes January 5th, ICABoston.org.